Here's a thought about Shorpy and Dickens. Do you know who Shorpy or what Shorpy is? It's a website, www.shorpy.com, I think, that presents historic photographs. I'm not sure who runs the website, but they do a fantastic job of mining, in particular, the Library of Congress collection. And they find these very interesting historic photographs. Usually one a day, I think, is their typical normal schedule. And they're always fun to look at because they're interesting peeks into history. But that's all they are. Mostly they are not things that are going to give you pause to think and ask questions. And, you know, they're not real deep. They're just sort of a peek back in time. And for some reason, I got to comparing that to the work of Charles Dickens, which is also a peek back in time. You read Dickens, you learn a lot about 19th century Victorian England. And he deals with a lot of social issues that existed back then that don't necessarily exist today. There's a lot of descriptions of the way people dress and how they communicate and how they celebrate Christmas and etc. But Dickens' work survives as artwork not because he's giving us a historic view of Victorian England, but because the content that he brings up in his novels about human character and human foibles and, you know, the human drama and the human condition. Those are the issues that keep his work alive and that made him a great photographer or a great novelist whose work still pertains to us today. My proposal to you is that the same can be said about the photography you and I do. It can either be Shorpy, it can be an interesting look, a peek back in history to someone who might stumble across one of our images 50 or 100 years from now, and they might say, gee, isn't that interesting how things were back then? Or we can do something more akin to Dickens. We can make a piece of artwork that pertains as much with as much relativity as it will in 50 or 100 years as it does today to you and I. That work is the work that doesn't necessarily limit itself to today's concerns, but deals with more universal topics, more universal subjects, the kinds of realities and questions and etc. that will be plaguing people 100 years from now, just like it does us today and just like it did the novel readers in Dickens' time. It's a hard thing to try to describe, but once you get a handle on what these two kinds of expression are, it becomes a lot easier to make sure that the work you're creating is fulfilling a purpose that you really want it to. A peek in history, or something that pertains always throughout the generations, outside of time.